Thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. When life gets challenging, it's really easy to want to pull the covers over our head, to neglect our responsibilities, and kind of just run away from all of our problems, to take a vacation from our problems. And I know that I've been tempted to just not be an adult anymore on more than one occasion when life gets really overwhelming. And as we get older, the problems and the frustrations just seem to get bigger and bigger and more impactful in our lives. But when things like that happen, when we are really struggling and we're really frustrated and really hurting from something, what really is the best thing to do? I know that when I'm upset, listening to sad music and lounging around the house might make me feel really mournful and justified in my emotions, but it really just ends up making the situation much, much worse, and it doesn't help me to move on. I mean, wouldn't you want to find a solution in those times that could help ease your pain and confusion rather than prolong it? In 2009, the October LDS General Conference, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf spoke about a really difficult time in his life when he was an East German refugee with his family as a young boy. And they had escaped the war zone of their homeland, and they were living in a converted barn, all sleeping in the same room with his family. There was little to no money, very little food, no indoor plumbing, and their neighbors weren't exactly very welcoming or kind to them. But during this time, President Uchtdorf said that he learned two very important principles that helped him not only survive that time, but later thrive in the rest of his life. The first principle he learned was work. He said, quote, "I watched and learned from my parents. I admired their determination and optimism. From them, I learned that adversity, when confronted with faith, courage, and tenacity, could be overcome. It wasn't easy, but the work kept us from dwelling too much on the difficulties of our circumstances. Although our situation didn't change overnight, it did change. That's the thing about work. If we simply keep at it, steady and consistent, things certainly will improve." Close quote. Work is an eternal principle. Whether we work in a formal job setting, or if we work in our home or in our church communities, work is something that the Lord wants us to be engaged in. It gives us a feeling of accomplishment, of confidence, and purpose. He doesn't just want us to be busy with trivial things that take us away from what really matters in life, but he does want us to be engaged in productivity so that we can add more fulfillment and meaning to our lives. President Uchtdorf also said, quote, "Our Heavenly Father asks us only that we do the best we can, that we work according to our full capacity, however great or small that may be. Work is an antidote for anxiety, an ointment for sorrow, and a doorway to possibility." Close quote. So I've shared this before on the show, but when I lost my baby girl last year, I did take a week or so off of work just to allow myself to be sad and to attempt to process all of these new and complicated emotions that I was feeling. But eventually, I realized that I was focusing too much on the sad things that had happened, and I was neglecting to remember all of the great blessings and all of the new opportunities that I still had in my life. So I chose to go back to work after about a week, and I got really involved in my church congregation, and I reached out and I strengthened relationships in my life. And the sadness didn't necessarily go away, but it did become more manageable as I began to focus on all of the other good things in my life, the things that I could control. The other principle that President Uchtdorf says will help us to overcome difficult times is to learn. The Lord never wants us to stop learning. Even after we leave school, retire, or even leave this life, He intends for us to keep adding to our knowledge bank. The prophet Joseph Smith said, quote, "Knowledge does away with darkness, anxiety, and doubt, for these cannot exist where knowledge is." Close quote. So even if a formal school or university education isn't available to you, there are still so many different avenues that you can travel down to learn. You can check out books from the library, look up credible articles on the internet, or speak with or apprentice people who you really admire in a certain field. We also have the scriptures. the Mormon Channel app and the website, general conference addresses, and many other spiritual resources that can help us to continually learn as well. President Uchtdorf said, quote, "As you apply the spiritual dimensions of faith to your study, even of temporal things, you can amplify your intellectual capacity." Close quote. From personal experience, I know that working and learning to discover more truth are two things that can really help us during difficult times to ease our pain and increase understanding. We're going to close today with a quote from Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, and he said, "Always be grateful for your blessings." Isn't that a good reminder? Even in difficulties, we all have blessings that we can be grateful for. We just need to look for them. We need to be aware of them, and we need to express gratitude for them. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.